Pesach Hagbachim Perek Yudalad Mishnah Hey Bo LeGilgal V'Hutru Abamos. After Klai Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, they set up the Mishkan in Gilgal, and in the Mishkan was the Mizbeach and Choshes, which was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Aron was not there though. The Aron was with Yeshua in Shechem. And Kol Zman, the Mishkan was in Gilgal, which was 14 years. Bamos were mutter. Somebody wanted to bring a korban, he did not have to bring it to the Mishkan necessarily. He could build a bama wherever he is and bring the korban there. The reason being that the pasuk said, "Hashir shachar b'machana v'al pesach ayomai lo leviyu." That you cannot shach b'machana, you have to bring it to the pesach ayomai. But that only refers to the midbar in which Klai Yisrael was in a machana. But when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they were not in machana; they were all over Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, this issur that you cannot shach the korban outside the Mishkan did not apply while the Mishkan was in Gilgal. Kachin kachin nechalim l'pnim na'klaim. Kachim kalim b'chol makom. Kachim kachim, which was nikrav in the Mishkan on Gilgal, had to be eaten inside the klam in the chatzar oil moed, while kachim kalim could be eaten anywhere. And even though while they were in the Mishkan, kachim kalim could only be eaten in the machna of Klai Yisrael, but as we said, once they were in Eretz Yisrael, there were no machnas, so therefore kachim kalim could be eaten in the whole Eretz Yisrael. Sechaz vachem perek yidalad mishnah v'abod l'shilo netru habot. When the Mishkan was brought to Shiloh, after the 14 years that it was in Gilgal, and they had finished dividing up Eretz Yisrael and giving it out to the Shvatim, they brought the Mishkan to Shiloh. By then Yeshua had died, and they brought the Aron also to the Mishkan in Shiloh. While it was in Shiloh, 369 years, Bamos were Aser. This is learned out from the pasuk that says, Kilo basam et ata ela menucha. You only can be makrib on Bamos until you come to the Menucha. Menucha is referring to Shiloh. As by the time the Mishkan was brought to Shiloh, they had Menucha. They were resting already from the keepers, from capturing Eretz Yisrael, and from dividing up Eretz Yisrael to the Shvatim, so therefore it's called Menucha. Lo hayisham tikra elabayish albanim momatan v'yiriyot momala v'hi hayisham Menucha. There was no roof to the Mishkan in Shiloh. Instead, it was a bayis made out of stone momatan, meaning to say the walls were made out of avanim. But the yiriyot were melmalam. There was no roof on top, just curtains, just like by the Mishkan. And this is called Menucha. As we said, Shiloh is called Menucha, and that is what the pasuk is referring to when the pasuk says, Kilo basam et ata ela Menucha. The reason why we know that the walls were made out of stone is because the pasuk says in Shmuel, Vatzevi'ehu Beit Hashem Shiloh. So we see it's called a bayis, and a stam bayis is made out of stone. On the other hand, the pasuk in Tehillim says, Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh. Pasuk calls it a Mishkan. So therefore, from the fact that the Pasuk calls it a Mishkan, we see that it wasn't completely a bayis, it was partly a Mishkan, and therefore we can learn out from there that the roof was Urias, was made out of curtain, just like by the Mishkan. Kachi kachi nechalon lefnei minaklon. Kachin kalam umay tisheni b'chor roh. Kachi kachi that are brought to Shiloh, chatoz and hashamot, could be eaten only inside the klam, the curtain that's around the chatzar oil moed. And kachim kalam and ma'aser sheni that are brought to Shiloh can be eaten anywhere that Shiloh could be seen. Now, the previous Mishnah did not mention ma'aser sheni. The reason being is that during the 14 years the Mishnah was in Gilgal, they were busy capturing Eretz Yisrael and dividing it up. And while they were being kaivish and chaylek Eretz Yisrael, there was no chiyav in ma'aser. Now, we learned this out from the pasuk, and the pasuk said, "Hisham alecha bentalo losecha b'chol makom ashatira." Be careful that you shouldn't be makrib your olos anywhere that you can see Shiloh. Meaning to say that you have to be makrib the olos in the Mishkan itself. It does not suffice that you can see Shiloh. And we learn out from there that to be makrib olos, that you cannot do anywhere that you can see Shiloh. But to eat korbanos such as kachin kalam, or sheni, that is allowed if you can see Shiloh from where you're eating it.